It's time now for our Tuesday morning conversation. Dave Nelson here from Tomahawk Trailer Sales this morning. Good morning, Dave. Good
morning, Jeff. Morning, everybody.
All right, Dave, Tomahawk Trailer Sales, we're going to get right at this. It says the first thing on my notes here this morning in my bullet points are it's big tech season. Big tech season is here. Tell us about big tech season and why it's so important it's here right now.
Oh, we've got a great selection of big tech trailers in stock. Goosenecks, dump trailers, equipment trailers. A great selection to choose from, and their big tech season sale is on right now through the end of May. So there's $200 to $400 instant rebates on a number of the trailers that we have there, and it's a great time to come in and grab one.
How many trailers by big techs do you have on the premises there?
I don't know specifically big techs. We've got over 100 trailers overall, and
okay.
Then between Tomahawk Trailer Sales and our partner Frenchville Trailer Sales, we've got about 400 on the lots to choose from.
So there's going to be one in any size, no matter what?
Pretty much. And if there's not, you know, they're in the pipeline or we can get one ordered. Right now, we've got the best selection of trailers from central Wisconsin to the UP, especially when you get into the equipment trailers and gooseneck trailers. Nobody's got a better selection.
What is it about big techs? Why is that leading things off at Tomahawk Trailer Sales? Must be a really good brand that's been around for a long time, time tested and all that kind of stuff.
Solid brand, solid quality, great support from them. And it's a valued product. So we've got some products that are more expensive than Big Tech's. You can go buy cheaper stuff, but for the dollar, Big Tech's is a great brand.
Good deal. And $200 to $400 instant rebates, that's real money you can do something fun with.
It is.
Yeah. So get that in before May 31st. So go and check them out and get that $200 to $400 instant rebate on a Big Tech's trailer at Tomahawk Trail Sales. You have until the 31st to do that. You just mentioned equipment trailers and gooseneck trailers. How many different brands of those are available?
Well, we've got three main brands. Liberty is, so you got Big Tech's, then we've got Liberty, and then we've got Midsota.
Okay.
And the Midsota is the premium line. Those trailers are made in Minnesota, and they're made with a two-part liquid paint process as opposed to powder coating.
Okay.
So they hold up really well. People that have bought the Midsota equipment and dump trailers will buy those trailers again because they hold up extremely well.
So just because they're hard working doesn't mean that they can't look good too.
Exactly. Exactly. We've all seen trailers going down the road. They don't necessarily have to be that old with paint peeling off if they've been exposed to our elements, our salt up here in the winter. And that's one of the challenges with powder coating, which is what the majority of manufacturers use to finish their products. So the Midsota, the two-part liquid paint process, is stands alone by itself.
Especially guys that are using these trailers for their business, your first impression means a lot when you're on business. And so pulling up in good equipment gives your clients a lot of confidence that you're going to get a job well done. If they care this much about the equipment, they're going to care about the job too.
Yep, that makes a first impression.
Tilt bed trailers, regular and wide body, car haulers, dump trailers, and equipment trailers in gooseneck style and others.
Yep. So there's a wide variety. So when you get into goosenecks, most of those are equipment trailers. There are gooseneck dump trailers as well. And we've got trailers in stock up to 36 feet right now in the equipment trailers. We have a variety of different decks you can get with the tilt beds. For example, with Midsota, the standard trailer is going to have regular fenders on it that stand up on either side of the bed of the trailer.
Right.
And a few years ago, they started making a trailer called a wide body. So the whole bed of the trailer is wider. The fenders are lower, and they're drive-over fenders. So if you have a piece of equipment where the tires are a little wide or the body's a little bit wide, and fenders would get in the way on a traditional tilt bed or a traditional trailer, then these wide bodies are the way to go.
No problem with that, then.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of paused in mid-sentence and mid-thought there because I was looking ahead, and I wasn't sure if these things were also included in the other things. So just to continue on, Discovery Enclosed Trailers is a great selection of those, too. So oftentimes, an open trailer is just fine, but oftentimes you're going to need an enclosed trailer as well. So as far as the selection on Discovery Enclosed Trailers, how big is that selection?
Wide selection in stock. There's always product in the pipeline there, and we actually custom order quite a few of those trailers now. So if someone wants one a certain color, or maybe they want a window, or maybe they want something that's insulated, or maybe they want one that's got an air conditioning unit on it, or maybe there's one that you know, they want a specific color, we can order those and have them custom ordered in. We've got a concession trailer that's on order now. And that's another thing that's available where you've got a concession window that opens. for businesses. And as that word spreads, we should be doing more and more with them.
Now, with enclosed trailers from 4x6 all the way up to 8.5x24 and custom-built options, I'm sure that people can get as fancy or as equipped or as stripped down as they want.
Exactly. You can go with a steel frame trailer, which is a little bit less expensive than aluminum. You can go with steel wheels as opposed to fancier aluminum wheels. There's a variety of different things that you can do as far as the framework of the trailer. You know, you can beef them up for construction type needs or for somebody that's doing a lot of heavy hauling. And so we're the experts on that. So when you come in, we'll sit down, we'll ask the right questions, and then make the right recommendations for you to get into a new trailer that's going to do the best job for you.
I'm going to stick my neck on the block here. You may chop it right off, but I'm going to ask you, with 8.5x24, that is a lot of room to do a lot of different things in those enclosed trailers. I would assume that you could even probably put sleeping quarters in a trailer like that. Have you ever had one of those orders come in?
We haven't specifically. Those things are available where you can get a little, you can get a sink, or you can get the heaters, you can get different things there. But most of ours are going to be more work-related.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes a job may take 2 days, and so if you have somewhere to sleep in the trailer, I'm just thinking out loud here, Dave.
Exactly. Yeah. You can throw your cot anywhere.
So the bottom line is versatility is really the key. Any way that somebody needs a trailer to be configured, chances are Discovery can make it happen.
Exactly.
Pretty cool. Dave Nelson from Tomahawk Trailer Sales with us here this morning. Celtec enclosed trailers will be our next topic. What the heck are those?
Celtec is a brand that's made down south that's unique. It's made on a hot-dip galvanized steel frame, and it's built with structural panels. So they're like a honeycomb panel for the floor, for the walls, and for the roof.
Does that make it real light?
It makes it, well, not necessarily real light, but extremely strong.
Okay.
So there's pictures of these things where they rolled one over and everything is intact. And there's other pictures of other types of trailers where you roll one over and the trailer looks like it's been through a tornado and there's stuff strewn everywhere. So these things are a better built trailer. They're a stronger trailer. They come with a 10-year warranty, which is unheard of in the trailer industry. And they're just a really slick option for people, especially people in business that are going to run them hard.
You know, and speaking of business at Tomahawk Trailer looks like it's doing really well. I purposely came by there this morning knowing we were going to have a chat just to see what it looked like out front. There's a lot more stuff in our view now out front than there ever has been.
That's been phenomenal, that move to pick up that other side of the property there, and for the railroad to allow us to cut the trees down so you can actually see us before you get to us and as you're going by. But the visibility there, we've always had a great selection of trailers, but you've only had a few of them that you could see from the road.
Right.
And now you can see there's utility trailers, and then there's equipment trailers behind, and then a lot of the enclosed trailers, which stand a little taller behind them. And so it makes it a little bit more of a challenge when I go to walk out to the lot to show somebody, because we have a lot more area to cover. A
lot more out there. And I think, yep, I saw a cattle or a horse trailer out there this morning as well on my way through.
Exactly. Yep. We do S&S, which are steel trailers that are manufactured in Iowa. And then we do Hillsboro. And that's our main line as far as the other higher end,
okay,
aluminum cattle and horse trailers. Yep.
Got it. So I don't know if we've ever talked about those since you've been in here, that those are there.
Yeah, a little bit, not too
okay.
much.
Yep. Okay. Most of us are going to need a utility trailer at one time or another. So we've been talking a lot about these trailers for commercial purposes. Let's just face it, guys in the construction and building industries need these trailers all the time. But most of us will need a utility trailer at one time or another. Tell us about utility trailers just for us everyday guys that you have at Tomahawk Trailer, Dale.
So utility trailers, you start out with steel trailers, which are a little bit lower cost. And there we've got some from Nova. We've also got Big Tex, and we got a new line called HTC, which comes from the same parent company as our Sport Haven aluminum trailers. But those are going to be steel trailers with a wood deck, and then we get into aluminum trailers with a wood deck, and then aluminum trailers with aluminum deck. Those are called all aluminum. And so there's a wide price range. There's a wide variety of sizes. Like, they start out with what we have in stock with like a 5x8, and they go up to 16 by 20 or 16 by 22.
And when you're talking about those, how do we know what's the deck, the best deck that we're going to need? Are we better off with aluminum? Or are we better off with wood? How do we know?
It's a personal preference. If you're going to use the trailer and somebody's going to be throwing some firewood on it, for example, you probably don't want an aluminum deck because you can dent
It'll get dented up.
We had a couple bring a trailer in last summer for some service. They had borrowed it from either his brother or her brother, and they dented up the aluminum panels, and they didn't want to return it to that relative until they got it repaired. So the wood is a little bit more forgiving there if you're going to drop stuff on it. Obviously, wood over a long period of time would need to be possibly replaced. But the wood is going to be a little bit lower cost. The aluminum is going to be a little higher cost, lighter weight,
right.
So you can haul more on that trailer because the all-aluminum trailer will weigh less than an aluminum with wood.
What it really comes down to is sitting down with a guy like you there at Tomahawk Trailers and say, you know what, I can use a utility trailer. I'm not even sure what I'm going to be using it for, but here's what I'll probably be using it for. That way you can guide them to make the right choice.
Exactly.
Good deal. Yep. And Sport Haven and Hillsboro are available for those utility trailers. And there's a bunch in stock. And again, like you've been saying, there's a bunch in the pipeline, too, on the way.
There's a bunch in the pipeline. And one thing I would say to people, it's not like it was back in COVID with availability issues. But we're dealing with pressures with price increases. Aluminum is way up since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
There's fuel surcharges. So it's the type of thing where if you see something on our website or if you see something on our lot, you know you're going to buy one, buy it. Because the next one coming in could very well be at a higher price.
Absolutely. Do it today. Do it today. So start looking if you know you're going to be in the market here in the next near future. CM and Hillsboro truck beds. So now we're talking about the back of the pickup truck.
Yep.
So we've got the cab, and then there's a lot of different things you can do behind the cab.
Right.
So let's talk about that. What are some
standard,
of the things?
Normally you're going to be dealing with a pickup. So a pickup, we just had one that we took a pickup box or bed. Off this last month that, man, it had lived a rough life. It was all dented up. It was all rusted out. And that came off, and a brand new steel truck bed went on the guy's truck. And it probably tripled the value of the truck just from the looks alone.
Sure.
But that's a functional thing as well because there are people that don't want to or can't lift over the sides of the pickup box anymore. And so now you've got a flatbed where you can put things on there, you know, slide it on, slide it off from the front or back or sides, or sides or back. And those are available both in steel and in aluminum. And then, so a lot of those are customers that are having an older truck serviced, you know, getting that old box off. They can take it off themselves, save some money, or we can take it off. We do the installations. They can do their own installation if they're capable of it. Anything that works for them there. And then the other thing is cab and chassis, which is the larger trucks. And there's truck beds that we have there and truck beds that are skirted that have toolboxes and things like that that are available.
So generally speaking, a lot of this stuff is not off the shelf, so to speak. And you got to customize these things to make them work for whatever work that your customers have to do. And so almost any kind of configuration, if you can dream it up, it can probably be made, right?
True, but on the truck beds, there's not as many. There's a lot of standards. So we have, I think, between the two locations, about 50 or better truck beds in stock.
Okay.
So if you come in and you say, hey, I got a 2019 Ford short bed, not a dually, you know, here's the bed. It's a 7x7.
Mm-hmm.
If you got an 8-foot box, well, then you get a 7x8.5. If you got a dually, then you get an 8x8.5, depending. So there's a lot of them that are standard. But, yes, if you're going to get into some, there are going to be some that are going to be customized more so when you get into the cabin chassis.
What about the turnaround time? When they bring in the old beat-up truck with the old box on there and they want the new flatbed on the back, what are we talking turnaround time?
We schedule those appointments in advance, and typically the customer will drop their truck off the night before we start on it, and it's usually done the end of the next day. It's a full-day project.
Okay.
Sometimes it carries over if for some reason we ran into something where we need some parts or something different. But normally it's a day process.
And so how much lead time do you need before they get on the schedule for one day out? Because I'm going to assume that there's something that guy's going to need them for jobs, and so they got to plan accordingly.
Yep, there's some of that. So typically, you know, first thing is the customers contact us, and we talk about what is the bed for them, what's the right product for them. If it's in stock, we schedule an installation. Within a couple weeks, they could have it installed.
Truck toppers, truck caps there, too, at Tomahawk Trailer, and you sell the best ARE and Lear truck caps.
Yep, and that business has been strong and a lot of referral business there. There have been people very happy with the installations that we have done. And that's awesome. We thank people for that.
What about the tonneau covers? I've seen cheap-looking tonneau covers, but I've seen some really nice ones, too. And I would assume that you guys are going to do the good ones.
Yep, we've got some nice ones. I mean, good. You can buy some of them. You know, you look at them wrong, and they rip or they sag, and they're different things like that. So there's a wide price range. There's a wide variety of products. We stock a couple of them that are the most common, and they're going to be a little better quality.
And as far as service goes on trailers, if you need the bearings repacked, need some brakes, lots of different service options available at Tomahawk Trailer Sales, too.
There are. And imagine we've had a few boat trailers in for service. Can you imagine the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
So a lot of the boat trailers have what's called surge brakes. And surge actuators go bad. The brakes go bad. You know, the wheels or hubs are in and out of the water all the time. You can have a seal that goes bad. So we offer the full service there, from anything minor all the way up to, you know, the rebuilds on a surge brake system.
What about parts and accessories? You need a new hitch, need a new ball, something like that. A toolbox to add to the trailer. How are you guys set for those kind of things?
We've just started stocking a few sizes of toolboxes that would go on the tongue of the trailer, the V-shape up on the nose. And so we've got a variety in stock there. We've always had a variety of spare tires, usually on the wheels. So people come in, they need a new rim and wheel. We've got a whole bunch of them in stock. Hitches, we do hitch balls. We do the receiver hitches that we can mount under a truck or a car for customers if the vehicle doesn't already have that. We do brake controller installation. We do gooseneck installation. We do fifth wheel installation. So if you got a hitch that you need, we can install it, and we can help you out with that.
We're supposed to be at the end of the heating season, but a lot of us are still going to have the heat on this week, Dave. And so Crown Royal Outdoor Wood Stoves are a brand that you sell as well. Why is now a good time to start thinking about those for next heating season?
Now is a great time to think about that, whether you're replacing your old leaky unit or whether you're putting in a new one, because it's a heck of a lot easier to deal with burying the underground pipe or tubing for the system now than it is when you're trying to get it done just before the snow flies or the frost is coming, and it's a real bear to work outside in the cold. So planning a little ahead on that is a great idea. We've got a great selection of the stoves in stock.
So if you've been meaning to do that, Crown Royal is a great brand, isn't it?
It is. They're made in International Falls, Minnesota. Don's been selling them for years.
Rubs and pellets. See, I always said pellet stove instead of wood stove because my note said rubs and pellets. Still have some rubs and pellets available there, too. Pretty good supply.
Great selection of pellets left. A couple flavors we're out of, but we got a great selection left. Let's get people in there and get those moved out.
Yeah, rubs and pellets. It's definitely smoking season right now, so Tomahawk Trailer Sales is a great place to go for that as well. So, Dave, what are the regular hours out at Tomahawk Trailer Sales?
We're 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or by appointment. And I just met a customer that came down from the UP. They came down from Ontonagon on Saturday to pick up a new trailer. So we'll work with people. If, you know, people are from out of town coming in, or they've been out of town working for the week, and they get back. And whenever possible, Don and I will meet somebody there either in the evening or on the weekend.
Making people happy is what it's all about, right? Getting the job done, making people happy.
Exactly.
At Tomahawk Trailer Sales here in Tomahawk. Well, Dave, thanks for being with us once again this morning. Going to set you down the road. Anything before you leave us here today?
Nope. Just want to thank everybody for the business. And got Memorial Day coming up before we're on the radio together next. So hope everybody has a great Memorial Day weekend. And look forward to summer and some fun.
We'll see you in June.
Yep.
Sounds good, Dave. Dave Nelson, Tomahawk Trailer Sales here. And what's the website over there at Tomahawk Trailer Sales, Dave?
You can go to Tomahawk Trailers, or you can go to Frenchville Trailer. And it's a joint website between Frenchville and Tomahawk. So once you go there, you can look at the inventory. It's all there with pricing, with specs, by style, by size, by price, by brand. It's just a great site to navigate.
Makes it easy. Dave, thank you very much again, and we'll see you down the road.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, everybody.